感谢耶稣的带领跟看顾。
We thank God for His guidance and His watching.
让我们今天安息生日，大家能够聚集来敬拜神。
And that we may all gather here on this holy Sabbath day to worship Him.
能够来学习神的话语。
And to learn of God's words.
小弟呢是从加拿大来这里要来下个星期要来协助灵恩布道会尔湾教会的。
I am from Canada and I'm here to assist with Irvine Church's Evangelical and Spiritual Convocation next week.
目前呢，小弟是负担加拿大的Calgary 跟 Edmonton 两个教会。
And currently I reside over Calgary and Edmonton Church.
那提早这个星期来这里呢，能够来跟大家聚会，真的是感谢神。
I truly thank God that I'm able to come here a week earlier to worship with everyone.
我还记得我上次来的时候。有一个星期五晚上，刚好我们是办十周年的特别聚会。
I remember last time I came on a Friday evening, that was the time when we held our a special 10-year anniversary service.
那不好，就好几年前了，十年前，十年的特别聚会，那现在已经十几年了。
And so that has been 10-some years ago already.
但是呢，今天我们看到教会呢有这么好的发展真的心中充满感谢。
But truly being able to see the development of the church today, my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
相信呢，神一定会继续带领我们的脚步。
And I believe God will continue to guide our footsteps.
那我星期四到的时候呢，又有去参观我们未来要重建这个会堂跟餐厅的这个建筑的蓝图。
And when I arrived on Thursday night, I was able to visit and review the blueprint to our newly renovated the chapel that would be newly renovated.
所以看到我们未来呢，会有更好的会堂、更好的餐厅来聚会敬拜神。
And I saw that we will have a better chapel and a better dining hall to worship God.
我们可以在这里更能够为主耶稣传扬福音。
And we will be able to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ even more here.
真的看到那张蓝图的时候，心里充满感谢跟赞美。
And true enough, when I saw the blueprint, my heart was filled with thanksgiving.
所以我想今天呢，我就要用保罗写信给提摩太的一段话来做我们互相的勉励。
Therefore, this morning I'd like to share with you a message from Paul to Timothy for mutual encouragement.
我们请看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
13节。
Verse 13.
提摩太后书第四章十三节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13.
我在特罗亚留于加布的那件外衣，你来的时候可以带来，那些书也要带来，更要紧的是那些疲倦。
And 13, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments.
我们看到保罗跟提摩太之间的关系非常的密切。
We can see there's an intimate relationship between Paul and Timothy.
保罗甚至把提摩太当作他的属灵的真儿子。
And Paul even viewed Timothy as his spiritual true son.
那么提摩太也把保罗当作他属灵的爸爸。
And Timothy also viewed Paul as his father in the spirit.
这可见他们之间的这种亲密的关系在建立在属灵的这个事工上啊。
So we can see their intimate relationship is built on holy work.
所以当保罗写信给提摩太的这个前后书信的时候，充满很多的感谢、赞美，还有教导的语气。
So when Paul wrote Timothy, 1st and 2nd Timothy, his letters are filled with care and thanksgiving.
他很希望能够培养提摩太成为未来的接班人。
He wanted to train and raise up Timothy so he could succeed him.
因为人总是会老，会过去了。
As men, we age and one day we will pass.
而谁要能继续接棒呢？
But who will take up the baton?
当然是期待是年轻人应该要上来接续这个事工的棒子。
And of course, it will be our youth. We hope they will one day be able to take up the baton.
因此呢，保罗写信给提摩太有一个目的。
So there was a purpose for Paul to write these letters to Timothy.
希望教导他在神的家中当怎样行，来做一个好传道。
And the purpose was to teach Timothy how to act and behave in the house of God and become a good minister.
因此呢，他跟提摩太之间呢，这个前后书信讲了很多教会的牧养教会的秩序应该如何如何。
Therefore, within the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy, he shared with Timothy many methods to pastor the church.
而且讲到提摩太后书第四章的时候，已经到他人生的最后一个阶段。
And up until 2nd Timothy chapter 4, Paul has almost reached the end of his life.
我们知道，当一个人的生命到了最后一个阶段的时候，会有很多语重心长的话要告诉他的家人。
When a person reaches the latter days of their life, they will have many words they want to tell their families.
因为呢，这些话再不讲就来不及了。 以后就永远没有机会了。
Because if they don't say it, they may never have the chance to say it again.
所以我们通常会把一个人要离世之前所讲的那句话永远记在心上。
And this is why we often remember the words spoken by those who are in their last days.
因为这些话是他人生的精华啊，最后啊的交代。
And because those are the essence and the last entrustment they have in their life.
那我们看提摩太后书第四章。
If we read 2 Timothy chapter 4.
第六节。
And verse 6.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
And for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand.
第七节。
Seven.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight and finished the race. I have kept the faith.
第八节。
Verse eight.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主。到了那日要赐给我的不但赐给我也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
And finally there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord the righteous judge would give to me on that day and not to me only but also all those who have loved his appearing.
所以保罗说我现在要被浇奠啊，我离世的时候到了。
And Paul said I'm being poured out as a drink offering and the time of my departure is at hand.
因为这个时候他是被关在监狱里面啊，已经判了死刑。
At this time he was in prison and condemned to death.
啊，要为主耶稣殉道。
He was about to be martyred for Christ.
所以他知道日子不多了。
And he knew his days are short.
因此他能够跟提摩太在谈话在沟通书信的机会也不多了。
And this is also why he had less chance and time to communicate with Timothy.
因此他才会用第七节来做他人生的回顾。
And this is why he utilized verse 7 to reflect his entire life.
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
And he said I already fought the good fight.
美好的仗都代表了跟属灵的征战跟魔鬼的征战。
And this good fight refers to a spiritual battle with Satan.
因为传福音就是要跟魔鬼征战。
Because preaching the gospel is fighting against Satan.
他传了很多福音。
He had preached many gospel.
带领很多人来信主。
He brought many to believe.
所以他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
And therefore he said I have fought the good fight.
而且我打赢了。
And I won the fight.
然后当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And I have finished the race.
跑的路就是在行的道理上啊。传福音的道路上他走了很多的路。
And this race also means he had walked many journeys in this journey of preaching the gospel.
所以他说当跑的路我也跑尽了，尽了我传道的职责。
And this is why he said he has already finished the race. He had fulfilled his duty as a minister.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
因为主耶稣要传福音要给我们得永生。
Because Lord Jesus preached the gospel so that we may gain eternal life.
他保罗说我很害怕我传福音给别人，别人得救，我自己反而不能够得救。
And Paul once said himself he's afraid that if he preaches the gospel but he himself fails.
如果这样的话就太可惜了，太冤枉了。
If that's the case, that would be too regrettable.
所以他说，我自己也守住所信的道，我可以得救。
And this is why here he said, I have kept the faith, so I have salvation myself.
他才说，从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And finally, there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness.
所以他的人生已经走到最后的这么一个阶段时刻，他真的充满了很多的感谢。
And when he has reached the stage of his life, his heart will truly fill with thanksgiving.
那这样的一个最后的时刻，可是他还要交代提摩太来的时候要带这三样东西。
Even in his last moment, he instructed Timothy to bring these three items.
所以我们会很好奇啊。
So we may be very curious.
为什么到了人生都快要走了，你剩下时间不多了，你还要交代这三样东西带过来，到底有什么重要性？
So why is it that at the end of Paul's life, when he had little time left, he still instructed Timothy to bring these three items. What is the purpose of it?
所以有人曾经做过一个问卷调查。
So someone once done a survey.
请问如果你家里发生火灾的时候，你会带什么东西出门？
And the question is, if your house is on fire, what items will you bring with you?
有人说，我一定要带我的电脑。
And some people say, I will surely bring my computer.
哇，电脑是我的最爱。
And computer is my beloved.
有人说，不行啊，我一定要带我的那些书。
And some people say, I will definitely bring my books.
有人说，我要带我的 iPad.
And some said, my iPad.
要带我的手机。
Or my cell phone.
可能带不同的东西出门。
And so people will probably bring different things out of their house.
因为那些都是他认为最重要的东西。
Because those are regarded as most important to them.
一旦火灾了，烧了就没有了。
And once your house is burned down, all of those will disappear.
所以就是看一个人的生命的价值观。
And so this all depends on the values of person.
那保罗呢，在人生的最后一个阶段呢，都快要离世了。 他还要交代提摩太拿这三样东西来，一定也是非常重要的东西、啊、
So as for Paul being at the last stage of his life, instructing Timothy to bring these three items must mean a lot to him.
所以我们就很好奇，到底这三样东西多重要呢
？So we may be very curious exactly how important are these three items?
是不是我们的生命里面也有能够建立这样的人生观，也能够带这三样东西
？And are we able to establish the same kind of value and bring these three items?
直到我们生命的最后一刻。我这样三样东西我还要保存着
Even till the very last moment of our life we will still preserve these three items、
啊、我们来看第一样东西是什么
And let's look at the first item
第一个是说我在特罗亚留与加布的那件外衣
And the first item bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas
带一件外衣这个外衣到底有多重要
So bring this cloak how important is this cloak
当然我们每个人都有衣服可以穿
Of course all of us have clothing to wear
所以我这次要来协助灵恩布道会在出门之前一直选择要穿哪一套西装、啊、
And before coming here to assist the ESSC I kept choosing deciding which suit should I bring、
啊、我本来带了一套西装、啊、就我老婆说不好看这个太老旧了换一套新的
Now, Julie, I chose a suit, but my wife said it's too old, so bring something newer.
现在是什么时代了？你还穿这个老旧的？这已经二三十年前的那个款式了。
And so, what kind of age is it? You're still wearing something that's 20 or 30 years ago.
好了，我就好了，听老婆的话哈。
So I listened to my wife.
哎，我就换了这一套西装来。
So I brought what I'm wearing.
你们觉得这套西装好不好看？
Now, do you think it looks good?
嗯，这个就是。外衣啊，就是一套衣服，哎，能够装饰我们的外表。
So this is like a outer garment that can adorn us.
但是我们想，保罗为什么要特别交代要把那件外衣带过来
？So let us think why did Paul especially instruct Timothy to bring this cloak?
可能第一个是外衣是保暖用途的。
And perhaps we may think that a cloak is for the purpose of keeping us warm.
是不是保罗现在在这个地方蛮冷的，所以需要我外衣来加暖呢、啊？
And could it be that Paul was very cold at where he was, so he wanted this cloak to keep warm?
那这样啊，有一个外衣穿着，他就不要暖和，就不会感冒生病。
And by wearing this outer cloak, he won't get sick or fall ill.
这是第一个可能啊，温暖的意义。
And this is the first possibility and of the cloak to keep warm.
第二个也可能那件外衣是有纪念价值的。
And secondly, perhaps this cloak holds certain kind of memory or value.
比如说这件外衣呢、啊，是谁送给我的？哦。我每次穿这件外衣就会想到某某人。
And for example, perhaps someone gave me this cloak, so whenever I wear this, I will remember that person.
哦，因为我看到这件外衣，哦，这里写。哇，这里写什么？哦，这是哪里哪里来的？哦，这个是某某人送给我的。
So if I look on the cloak, it may say where this cloak was made or from, so I will remember the person who gave it to me.
所以有时候穿衣服也代表一种纪念。
So sometimes wearing clothing may be an act of remembrance.
也可能是我某个时刻所穿的那件衣服，每次穿着它就想到那个时刻。
It could also be when we wear something at that certain time, then we will recall that certain time.
这是一个有纪念性的一件外衣。
And so it's a cloak.With a significance
但是我想、哦、我们用任何理由来解释都可以
So I think it is possible for us to explain
this 但我想这是一种肉体的生活
Because a person in this world will have a fleshly life
所以保罗、啊、希望他把外衣带过来就是希望啊、保罗他现在虽然已经生命的最后一个阶段了他仍然要有健康的
health
因为如果不健康那真的什么事情都做不了
if not healthy then he will not be able to do anything
如果不健康你连睡觉都很难过、啊、
without health he won't even be able to fall asleep
所以呢他虽然到生命的最后一个阶段还要保持健康
so though he had reached the end of his life he still wanted to keep good health
所以他也提醒过提摩太、啊、
so he once reminded Timothy
你的胃不好
Your abdominum is not very good.
你的胃不好哦，你不要只是喝水啊。
So don't just drink water when you don't feel comfortable.
因为你只是喝水，喝水喝到你的胃还是会胃酸啊，还是会胃胀气啊，还是不舒服。
So if you just drink water, you will still get bloated or have acid.
那要怎么办呢
？So what should he do?
可以喝一点酒啊。
You can drink a little bit of wine.
我们来看提摩太前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
23节。
Chapter 5 verse 23.
提摩太前书第五章二十三节
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 23
因你胃口不清屡次患病再不要照常喝水可以稍微用点酒
And no longer drink only water but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and for your frequent infirmities
保罗很关心提摩太的身体健康
And Paul was very mindful of Timothy's health
因为他常常、啊、会患胃病
And because he often have stomach aches.
因此他说不要只是喝水。
So he told him not just drink, don't just drink water.
啊，要喝一点酒啊，可以让你身体健康。
But by drinking a little wine, it will ease your pain.
啊，当然有人说用酒啊，啊，可以让你的生活舒服一点，可以享受啊。
And some people say if you drink wine, your life may become more comfortable.
但我想这里主要是用在健康的因素上。
But here wine is used for solely for health purpose.
啊，所以我们哦，有时候在冬天呢，啊，你很冷的时候。
So sometimes during the winter time when you are very cold.
你晚上要睡觉前啊，喝个半杯的葡萄酒啊。
And so before going to sleep, you may drink half a cup of wine,
那么
red wine.
啊，喝了半杯的葡萄酒，身体暖和了，再去睡觉，非常舒服啊。
So once your body is warmed up, and you'll be able to fall asleep easily.
啊，这是有医学报告的啊。
And this is this is a medical study.
Report 哈，所以啊，喝一点酒是可以的。
So it is okay to drink a little wine.
啊，但是不要喝到醉酒啊。
But don't drink until the point when you're drunk.
啊，如果是醉酒了，就会闹事啊，就会误了啊，发生错误，那你就没有智慧了。
So if you become drunk and cause trouble, then you are not wise.
啊，所以呢，我们哦，早期教会都教导一点酒都不可以喝，非常的严厉。
So even though in the earlier churches, in the time of our churches, we teach the members never drink any wine.
因为以前的信徒哈，可能喝酒喝太多了，他的一点酒就是一打。
And so before, perhaps our members when say drink wine, they drink too much wine at once.
他说我只喝一点啊，你的一点是多少？
So when they say I only drink a little, but how much is that little to that person?
哦，一打，一打叫做一点啊。
So it's actually a dozen.
我要喝多啊，就是五打。
And so if I want to drink a lot, that means five dozen.
我只喝一点啊，就是一打而已啊。
So a little to that person only means a dozen.
啊，我们说好吧，连一点都不要喝。
So that's why we say don't even drink anything.
啊，连一点都没有，那一滴都不能喝，那这样的话，他才能够保守自己。
So only if he doesn't drink any drops of wine, then he'll be able to preserve himself.
以前我去过这个原住民的一个教会啊。
And before I visited the Aborigine members' church.
真的早上九点钟啊，看到有人躺在路边了。
And so early morning at 9 o'clock, I see someone laying on the side.
因为原住民喝酒已经太习惯了。
And because the Aborigines are too used to drinking wine.
晚上喝到烂醉，然后就躺在路边睡着。
And they will drink to the point when they just fall asleep on the side of the road.
所以我们以前就会教导说一点酒都不要喝。
And this is why we used to teach them never to drink wine.
但是实际上啊，以健康的理由，我们是可以喝一点酒的。
But actually, from the point of view of health, we can drink a little wine.
这就是保罗所要求的那个身体要健康。
And this is what Paul required to keep our good health.
那再来呢？除了这个外衣呢，除了是健康的原因呢，还有一个说会有一种享受啊、舒服啊的一种一个象征。
And apart from it being just an outer garment, it also signifies comfort or enjoyment.
啊，因为你穿了一件好看的衣服，是不是心情也愉快啊？
And so if you're wearing something beautiful, you will have a good mood.
像我早上呢打了领带哈，哇，就照相啊，啊，照我的镜子照了很久啊。
And so just in the morning when I tie my tie, I stood in front of the mirror for a long time.
啊，看我这个领带有没有打歪了啊？啊，这个领带打得正不正啊？
So I wanted to check whether my tie is straight and right.
所以就是我们的生活啊，有一点可以享受的。
And so this may bring a little enjoyment to our life.
因为外衣也可以让我们得到舒服啊，跟一种很好的外表。
Because cloak can bring comfort and a good appearance to us.
所以我们来教会聚会哈，也要穿着正式的服装啊啊，能够可以看的服装。
So when we come to church for service, we also need to dress appropriately.
啊，可能我们教会啊对这个服装啊比较不去重视。
And perhaps in our church we don't pay too much emphasis on the attire.
也许我们有的人来安息聚会就穿个啊 T 恤啦，穿个牛仔裤啊啊运动鞋就来聚会了。
And perhaps some people will come to church on Saturday in their T-shirt and jeans.
我们不能说这些是不可以穿，我们不是这个意思。
And of course we don't mean that we can't wear these.
但是其实我们来聚会，如果穿一个正式的服装，穿一个你要去面对跟总统见面的时候，你会穿什么服装呢？
And so if we come to church, if we can think about if one day you're about to meet the president, how will you dress yourself?
如果 Trump 今天召见你要跟你见面，请问你穿什么服装跟他见面？
And if President Trump wants to see you today, what would you wear to meet him?
你会穿牛仔裤穿球鞋去跟他见面吗？
Will you wear your tennis shoes and jeans to see him?
你会不会穿个西装打个领带呢？
Will you actually wear a suit and have a tie?
是不是这就是一个正式服装？
So this is a formal attire.
好了，那我们今天要来教会敬拜神，要敬拜天上的神。
And today we actually coming to church to worship our one true God in heaven.
当然我们说神都看我们内心啊，我们的内心很圣洁，我们敬拜神。
And of course we may say that God looks at our inner heart. and our heart is pure.
难道神就不看重我们的外表吗？
And does it really mean that God doesn't look at our outer appearance?
当然我们不要用外表去评论人。
Of course, we don't judge others by their outer
appearance. 但是我们如果可以的话，还是应该有一个正式的服装来到神面前。
But if it is possible, we should still dress ourselves appropriately before coming to God.
我之前负担过多伦多教会。
And before I resided over Toronto Church.
那多伦多教会啊的啊右手边呢、啊，刚好有一个啊，也是有个教堂教会。
And actually, to the right side of the Toronto Church Chapel, there's another
Christian church. 那个教会90%啊都是黑人。
And any church of that church are African American.
星期天呢、啊、早上就是他们崇拜聚会的时间。
And Sunday morning is the time of their worship.
有一次我从那里经过、啊。
One time I passed by their church.
结果发现呢，所有的黑人大人小孩啊要来参加啊他们的星期天的聚会的时候，西装领带啊洋装啊。非常正式的服装来参加聚会。
And I realized everyone who went to attend service that Sunday morning, they are all either dressing suit, ties, or dresses.
连那个小朋友、哦、也是穿着西装打领带啊。
And even the little children are wearing ties and suits.
哇、哦，我看到好，哎呀，感谢神，真的是一个很敬畏的心要来敬拜神的。
And when I saw them, I truly was gave thanks to God for their heart.
所以其实我们哦，神啊，要我们过一个好的生活。
So in fact, God wants us to have a good life.
但是不是奢侈。
But not one of indulgence.
啊，而且要可以享受的就可以享受的生活。
And rather one that we may enjoy.
因此，我非常喜欢《传道书》的一段经文。
And this is why I like a passage from Ecclesiastes.
我们请看《传道书》第九章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
第七节。
Verse 7.
传道书第九章第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 7.
你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭，心中快乐喝你的酒。因为神已经悦纳你的作为。
And go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your works.
第八节，你的衣服当时常洁白，你头上也不要缺少膏油。
And let your garments always be white, and let your head lack no oil.
所以这里也讲到要有衣服穿，但是要洁白好看的。
And here it tells us we must have garments to wear, but they must always be white.
但是不一定要名贵的，不一定要什么牌子的。
And they don't always have to be brand names.
啊，只要是洁白的、啊、干净的衣服啊。穿着就舒服。
As long as it's clean, it is white, then when we wear it, we'll feel comfortable.
而且他说要欢喜快乐吃你的饭。
And drink your wine and eat your bread with a merry heart.
请问我们每天在吃饭呢、啊？你快乐吗
？So let me ask you, every day when you're eating your meal, are you happy?
哎呀，每天都吃一样的饭呢、啊，烦死了。
So we're so frustrated. We eat the same thing every day.
啊，饭都吃不下了，那怎么办
？And what happens if you can't eat anymore?
好，那吃面好了。
If I can't eat rice anymore, I'll turn to noodles.
吃面吃烦了。
If I get tired of noodles,
那吃面包好了。
So let me eat some bread.
面包也吃烦了。
I'm tired of bread.
吃什么？
So what else will you eat?
那不要吃了。
So might as well just eat nothing.
不要吃做仙好了。
So if I don't eat, I'll become a
ghost.
Ghost.
当然了。我们要说享受生活。
So when we say to enjoy our life.
所以呢，其实呢，圣经里面教导我们是要一个适度的享受是合理的。
So the Bible teaches us, enjoying our life to a certain standard. It is
permissible. 我那时候、哦、看到这段经文的时候很感动啊。
And before when I read this passage, I was greatly moved.
啊，我本来就很喜欢吃。
And I love to eat myself.
对不起啊，我是一个啊、美食专家哈，我是一个饕老饕了哈。我真的很喜欢到处去试吃。
And I myself as a foodie, I love trying out new foods.
所以呢，我最喜欢试吃是牛肉面。
And so the best, the dish I love to try is the, beef noodle soup.
我到每个城市，每个地方都要说，哎，你们这里有没有牛肉面可以吃？
Every city, every place I go, the first thing I ask, do you have beef noodle?
他就带我去吃某一家牛肉面。
And they will take me to that place.
我就可以给他打分数。
And I will give a
score. 汤头什么汤？
So what kind of soup base?
有啊，有几百种的汤。
And there are hundreds of different kinds of soup base.
面条哪一种面条？
What kind of noodle?
是细面、宽面、窄面，还是什么面？
Is it skinny or fat noodles?
啊，或是宽版的啊。
Or is it a flat noodles?
啊，那面怎么做？是拉面还是一般的？只是这样啊，做出来的面。
And is it just some kind of frozen noodle or is it handmade noodle?
或者是再来牛肉是什么牛肉
？And then I will study what kind of beef do they use.
我们知道一头牛啊，有不同的肉啊，不同的位置，不同的感觉。
So we know a cow has different types of meat and different kind of.
所以光牛肉啊，是哪一块牛肉也不一样。
So even the beef itself comes from a different part of a cow.
然后一块牛肉怎么煮啊，又不一样。
And then the way they cook the beef is different.
所以呢，我到每个地方都要试吃牛肉面。
And so I love to try out different kinds of beef noodle.
有一次呢，有人说，哇，传道你一定要吃这一家牛肉面，是啊，是那时候台北市第一名啊。
So one time a member told me, preacher, you have to try this beef noodle. It is considered number one in Taipei.
我说好，我一定要去吃。
And I said yes, I will go try it.
我带我儿子，好，两个都要去，要去吃。
So I brought my son along. We wanted to go try it.
中午啊。 太阳很大。
So it was during the noontime, the sun was very hot.
就一到门口啊，哇，一排人在排队。
So when she reached the door, the entrance, there was a long line.
哎，他，那我跟着排队。
So I got into the line.
排了半小时。
And I waited for half an hour.
终于可以进去吹冷气了。
And suddenly it was my turn to go in.
终于吃到第一口牛肉面的时候啊。
And when I took my first bite of that beef noodle.
啊，我跟我儿子都说，哎，值得啊。
So I told my son, it's worth it.
这个牛肉面真的太棒了，太好吃了。
And this soup is truly too good.
啊，值回票价。
And so it's worth the money.
啊，所以呢，就好好的享受那一碗牛肉面了。
So we're able to enjoy our beef noodle soup.
到现在我还很怀念那一碗牛肉面。
Even until today, I still remember that beef noodle.
只要回去台北啊，一定要去那一家吃一吃牛肉
面。So whenever I go back to Taipei, I have to go.
可是呢，每次要等半小时才可以吃得到。
Every time I have to wait half an hour to eat it.
就发现哦，餐厅要去吃要排队的。
So I realize if you want to eat at a restaurant, you need to wait in line.
啊，如果不排队的，你最好不要去。
So if you don't want to wait in line, better not visit.
因为那个不排队的大概就不好吃的哦，所以你也不要去吃。
And so if there's no long line, then probably it is not.
我在想说我这么爱吃，这样主耶稣会不会原谅我啊？
So I thought to myself, Jesus forgive me for being so, for love to eat so much.
哎，我看到这一段经文的时候得到鼓励了。哦，感谢主，我可以吃了。
But when I read this passage, I was comforted because I can eat with a merry heart.
我吃了不会有罪恶感的啦，我可以放心的吃啊。
So I can eat at ease without a guilty feeling.
但是绝对不浪费啊，我一定吃到最后一口汤全部喝完。
But I never waste anything, even the last sip of soup.
所以呢，就是说，圣经教导我们要享受生活。
So the Bible teaches us to enjoy our life.
这就是外衣啊，给我们非常好的勉励。
And so this is encouragement that this cloak may bring us.
那第二个呢？保罗希望他带一些书来。
And secondly, Paul wanted Timothy to bring some books.
哦，这些书啊，代表什么意义
？So what do the books represent?
人都已经到生命的这一阶段了，为什么还要看书啊
？He was already at the end of his life. Why would he still want to read?
有人说，哎呀，我一生啊最讨厌看书。
And some people may say I hate reading the most.
因为每次看完书就是要考试。
So every time I finish a book, then it will be testing.
对，为了要考试才要去看书啊。
And so I only read for the purpose of taking tests.
啊，所以如果不考试，我就不看书了，多快乐。
If I don't have to take tests, then I will never have to read. How good is that?
因为他讨厌那个考试。
And because this person doesn't like testings.
啊，所以他讨厌看书。
So this is also why they also don't like reading.
其实这个是教育失败啦。
So this is a failure in the education system.
真的，教育不是这样的。
And truly, education shouldn't be like this.
成功的教育不是考试要来啊来测验你的程度。
And a successful education shouldn't base your ability upon test
scores. 如果你是为了考试才去读书，那真的是失败的。
If you only read because for the sake of taking tests, then this education has failed.
教育的目的是要让喜欢读书。
The purpose of education is to teach the kids to enjoy reading.
你喜欢读书的习惯养起以后，你一辈子啊受用无穷啊。
Once you develop a good habit of reading, then you will be edified throughout your entire life.
我们当中有人当老师的，应该很认同我的话啊。
And some of us who are teachers here may will agree with
me. 你教学生呢，为什么要给他考试？其实不是为了考试，而是希望他好好的读书啊。
So why do you give your students tests? And only because so they may study hard.
如果他们喜欢读书，好了，不用考试也可以啊。
So if they like and enjoy reading, then it is okay if they don't have any tests.
因为读书才是最重要的目的。
Because studying and reading is the key purpose.
啊，能够让他养成读书的好习惯。
And to help them develop a good habit of reading.
所以保罗哈，真的是个很喜欢读书的人。
And Paul was a person who enjoyed reading.
但是呢，读书哈，不要变成书呆子哈。
And when you read, don't read too much books and become someone foolish.
福利学哈，如果变成书呆子，那你就不要看书了。那你这个书呆子啊，不看书还没有事，一看书就现呆子了，那真的不要看。
And so if you read too much books and become kind of a slow and dumb, then don't read the books.
所以我们看书啊，是要把它读活了，看到一种生命，看到一种很好的价值。
So when we read books, we want to be able to understand it and to bring this book alive and see the meaning behind the book.
因为书里面有非常宝贵的智慧。
And because there's a lot of precious teachings and wisdom in the books.
我们来看箴言里面就教导我们要学习各种智慧。
In the book of Proverbs, we have learned different kind of wisdom.
我喜欢看书啊。
I love to read myself.
我从小就喜欢看书。
So ever since I was little, I love to read.
我真的没有别的很多的嗜好。
Yeah, actually, don't have too much other hobbies.
我就喜欢看书。
And I just like to read.
那为了看书，我要去买书。
In order to read, I have to buy books.
可是我有又经济条件不好，又不能买新书。
But because of my financial restraints, I cannot buy new books.
我只能去买旧书，买二手书。
So I can only purchase second-hand books.
所以那时候我们整个世界上啊，有两三间旧书摊啊，是我每个礼拜一定要去逛逛的。
And so in my city, there are a few second-hand bookstores that I would have to visit two to three times.
那个老板跟我都熟透了。
And the manager there is very familiar.
每次看到我来，哎呀，今天小弟啊，买什么书
？So every time he sees me, he will ask which book do you want to buy.
我说你有没有什么书
？So I will ask what kind of books do you have.
那个书在那个角落里面，在那个墙角啊，那个已经被堆在那当垃圾一样堆在那旁边的旧书。
And so he would point me to the pile of old books on the corner of the bookstore.
我去旧书摊哦，在挖宝贝啊。
And so I'm digging through treasures in this pile of old books.
所以以前呢，那个台北市啊，有一个旧书摊呢，那个地下室全部都是旧书啊，光华商场。
And before in the Taipei City, there's a plaza where there's a bookstore filled with second-hand
books. 哇，那里面有十一二三十家的旧书摊哦，每一家啊，我都喜欢逛逛逛逛逛逛，去找到宝贝。
And there are ten some old bookstores that I would love to visit and find some treasure.
所以呢，这就是看书的好习惯。
And this is a good habit of reading the books.
我有一个学长哈啊，我们每次碰面呢、啊，都很开心。
And,
聊天
and I have a friend that every time I meet him, we would chat very happily.
我们一般哦，朋友见面都会说，哎，最近怎么样啊？吃饱了吗？最近有没有什么事业发达啦、啊？有没有赚了多少钱呢、啊？哦，一般人都会这样问话。
And so usually, if you meet up with your friend, they will ask you, "How have you been? How's your business? Have you made money lately?"
工作怎样啊
？And how's your work? How's your job?
或者说家庭呢？家庭孩子怎么样啊
？How's your family? How's your children?
可是呢，我这个很好的学长哦，他碰到我啊，他只问一句话。
But this very good friend of mine, when he met me, he only asked me one question.
最近有没有读什么好书
？And have you read any good books lately?
被他一问，我就震撼了，哎呀，对不起，学长，最近没有读书。
And I was shocked. I would tell him, "I'm so sorry. I haven't read any books lately."
他说：“哎，不读书，你不觉得你面目可憎吗
？”And he said, "If you don't read, don't you feel that you don't look as handsome anymore?"
你觉得面目可憎哈？这我们古话这样说啊，就是说我三天不读书，我觉得这个面目都很难看了。
And so, if you don't read books for three days, then your countenance will turn very bad.
所以他说：“你怎么不读书啊？你不觉得你面目可憎吗？你还不读书？”
And so he asked me, "How come you don't read? Don't you realize?" That you don't look so good
好，下次我一定要读书给你看。
So I promise myself I will read and show you.
下次碰到他，他又问我读书了没
？So next time he saw me again, he asked again, "Have you read?"
有，今天读了书。昨天读了什么书
？Yesterday, this is what I read.
哇，赶快赶快分享一些好书啊
！And so hurry up and share some good books with me.
哇，我们马上开一个读书会。
And so we held a book meeting, a book reading meeting.
Book club, 哈，就好像我们两个人就开始开读书会了。
And so just the two of us, began a book club.
哇，他把他看的好书也告诉我。
He would share with me the good.
我也把我看的好书也告诉他。
And I likewise share with him.
很高兴啊，真的以文会友啊。
And so we're very happy to be in a club.
我们可以有以文章、文学、文字来会。来交会朋友
And so we're able to exchange friendship through words and literature.
所以那个时候会觉得很开心，有很多的知识，很多的成长。
So at that time, I was very happy because we had a lot of growth in knowledge and wisdom.
所以像保罗哈，也是一个很喜欢看书的人哦。
And I believe Paul was a person who enjoyed reading a lot.
所以他希望哦，在他生命的最后一个阶段，还要再看书。
So even in the last days of his life, he still wanted to read.
他说保罗才会告诉提摩太说，记得那些书要带来，我要看。
And this is why he instructed Timothy to bring those books for me to read.
那请问你读了什么书
？And let me ask you what books have you read?
你读中国的书还是西方的书
？And do you read Eastern or Western books?
中国的书哪些书你最喜欢看
？And so any books from Chinese books? What is your favorite reading?
我最近呢读了中国的最古老的一本孔子的书叫《论语》啊。
And just recently, I read an ancient book by Confucius.
这个《论语》哈，我最近读完了以后啊，还加上一些有一个诠释哈，一个解释的一个注解了哦，让我非常心智大开啊。
And so after I finished reading that book and another book on a footnote of that book, then my heart was opened.
发现都哦，原来我以前的误会。孔子了
And I realized that before I had misunderstood Confucius.
原来孔子是这么有智慧的人啊
And in fact, Confucius is someone of great wisdom.
所以呢，以前我们对《论语》的解释呢，都解释错了，所以把它误会了
And even though before we had a wrong interpretation of these concepts.
所以我最近读《论语》的时候，读了全部读完以后，加上一些解释， 才整个豁然开朗。
So after I read through this book, then I finally understood everything about this concept.
中国古代啊，宋朝有一个人讲过一句话。
And so in the ancient China history, in the Song Dynasty, someone once said this.
半部《论语》治天下。半部。一半的 half 的《论语》哈，可以治理天下了。
So half of this proverb can rule over the world.
半部《论语》就这么厉害了，不用一部，半部就可以了。
So if you only take half of this, it is already powerful enough.
就是说，书啊，这个《论语》非常有啊价值啊，可以经营啊，可以管理全世界。
It only tells us that book contains knowledge and power that can control the world.
这个我喜欢看，是我最近看了这本书。
And this is the book I have.
当然，我如果等一下哈，我可以问你说，请问你有读哪一本书吗
？I can also ask you the same question. Which book have you read lately?
如果你有，赶快来跟我讲，我非常高兴会领受了你的宝贵的书籍。
And if you have, please come and share with me.
所以下次我们就用书来彼此交流。
And so next time we can communicate and converse through books.
这就是保罗的最后的生命，他还要读书啊。
And so this is Paul. Even in the last days of his life, he still wanted to read.
所以呢，这个是我们哦，今天哦，在追求生命。生命的成长的一个非常好的方法。
And today, this is a very good method in pursuing growth of our.
因此呢，这个在保罗哈他在告诉提摩太说，要把那些书也带来。
And this is why Paul instructed Timothy to bring books with him.
我们今天要读书啊，好像是交一个朋友。
And today, reading books is just like making friends.
因为这个人啊，他用了二三十年的生活。经验才写下这本书。
And because the author of the book may have spent 20 to 30 years to write down his experiences.
然后我们用几天的时间把他二三十年的经验吸收了。
And only by using 2 to 3 days, we'll be able to observe all, we'll be able to absorb all his experiences.
所以我们真的赚到了。
And so we have gained something.
我们就只花一点钱，花一点时间，就赚了他二三十年的生活经验。
And by only spending a little time, little money, we will be able to gain his 20 to 30 some years.
如果你会用图书馆的话，根本不用花钱。
And if you know how to go to the library, then you don't have to spend a penny.
哇，图书馆的书啊都不用钱了，你借来看完再还他就好了。
All the books in the library are free, so you simply have to borrow them.
但是如果跟图书馆借书啊，就要做笔记了。
And but if you borrow a book from the library, then you need to make notes.
因为不能够在图书上啊，图书馆的书不能够写字在上面了。
And because you cannot make any markings on the library books.
但是呢，做笔记反而会增加你的记忆力。
And actually, by taking notes, it will increase and train your memory.
所以我很喜欢去图书馆借书，不用钱。
And this is why I love renting books in the library.
因为我可以得到很多的知识，可以交很多的朋友。
And because I can gain a lot of knowledge and make a lot of friends.
再来呢，读书可以开阔我们的观点跟视野。
And next, reading can actually broaden our scopes of sight and our visions.
因为我们的原来生活，我们只有这样的观念。
And because in our ordinary life, this is only how much we see and
know. 可是我们看了书以后才知道，哦，原来还有另一种观点呢，是更好的。
But after we have read these books, then we'll realize there's actually another point of view that may be better.
那我们的那个观点呢，能够开阔以后呢，就会得到更好的一个视野。
Now once our eyesights and vision have been broadened, then we'll have a different view of life.
你看事情的心情跟态度就完全改变过来。
And the way your attitude, the way you view things would be different.
我现在讲我读过一本书的一句话。
And so let me share with you one book I have read, a phrase in that book.
那一本书里面呢，讲到一个小故事。
So within that book, it tells a small
story. 有一个女孩子呢，跟男朋友闹翻了结果男朋友说我们分手吧，我们两个不适合。
So there was a girl who got in a fight with her boyfriend and said, "Let us break up because we're not compatible."
然后呢，男朋友就把这个女孩子闲得一无是处了。
And so this boyfriend began to pick on this girl until
说你有什么什么什么缺点什么，一直讲一直讲。
So he started to point out all the shortcomings of this girl.
所以你不适合我了，我们要分手了。
And this is why you are also not compatible with me. Let's break up.
当然讲很多缺点呢，都是这女孩子好像真的有这些缺点吧。
So all the shortcomings he said as if this girl truly possessed these
shortcomings. 她听完以后就分手了，
很难过。So after she heard this, she broke up.
然后到一个桥上面。
So she went onto a bridge.
准备要跳桥，要跳河自杀。
And she was ready to jump over the bridge.
好难过了。
She was so sad.
因为他说我这么没有价值，我这个不值得活下去。
And she thought to herself, she's so valueless, she doesn't deserve to live anymore.
突然有个老人家走过来。
And suddenly she heard an old man walk by.
老人家说小姐小姐你要干嘛？
And the old man said, Miss, what are you doing?
他说我不行了啦，我被我男朋友抛弃了，我要跳下去自杀。
And this girl said, I've been forsaken by my boyfriend, so I wanted to jump down and kill myself.
你不要阻止我。你阻止我，我会跳更快。
And don't try to stop me, I'll jump down now.
所以呢，你不要过来。
So don't come near me.
老人家说，好，我不过去等一下你慢慢跳，我不会阻止你。
And so the old man said, okay, I won't go over, just jump slowly.
你要跳啊，好好的跳哈、啊，我不会挡你的哈、
啊。If you want to jump, then jump. I won't try to stop you.
可是呢，你要跳之前呢、啊，我可不可以问你一个问题
？But before you jump, can I ask you one question?
如果你回答我问题完以后，你要跳，你再跳。
Then after you have answered my question, then you can decide if you still want to jump.
好了，小姐想说，既然要跳了，你不阻止我，好吧，你问吧。
And so the girl said, "Okay, go ahead."
然后老人家问他
，So the old man asked.
好了，你被你的男朋友抛弃了。
Okay, it's true you've been forsaken by your boyfriend. You're very sad.
你非常自卑，对不对
？You're very low self-esteem.
他说：“对呀、啊，我好自卑啊，我真的活不下去了。
”And she said, "True enough, I have such low self-esteem. I don't want to live anymore."
老人家继续问他说：“请问你衡量一下哈、哦，你们两个人现在分手以后，谁的损失比较大
？”And so the old man continued to ask, try to evaluate, think to yourself, after you guys have broken up, who suffered more losses?
那女孩子开始想。谁的损失比较大
？So the girl began to think who actually suffered greater loss.
我损失了一个不爱我的人。
So she thought to herself, I lost someone who doesn't love me.
因为他以前爱我，可是现在不爱我了。
And he used to love me, but not anymore.
所以他不爱我了。
So he doesn't love me.
所以我现在损失一个不爱我的人。
So I actually lost someone who doesn't love me.
然后呢，我男朋友呢
？But what about my boyfriend?
他损失什么
？And what did he lose?
他损失了一个我这么爱他的女人。
And he actually lost a woman who loved him so much.
他以后得不到我这么爱他。啊、我在照顾他，我在为他、啊、所做的一些事情，他以后得不到了。
And before, perhaps in the future, he will not be able to meet someone who will love him and take care of him as much as her.
想一想，那的谁的损失比较大
？So after thinking about who actually suffered greater losses,
他的损失比较大。
And he actually suffered greater loss.
因为他损失个爱他的人，他以后得不到这份爱了。
And because he has lost someone who loved him, and in the future he won't be able to gain that love back.
那这个爱，我以后就爱给别人。
And in the future, this girl will be able to provide this love to someone
else. 那别人会得到幸福。
And someone else will be blessed.
那我损失那个不爱我的人，我根本就是没有了，没有就是没有而已。
And I only lost someone who doesn't love me, so I simply lost something.
那我就没有损失了。
So actually, to me, I didn't.
他就不爱我，就是没有而已嘛。
And he doesn't love me, so it's just not there anymore. So I didn't lose.
结果得到这个老人家这个问题问完以后，他说：“哦，我不用跳河自杀。”
So after the old man asked his question, she realized she doesn't need to kill herself.
因为我没有损失
，because she had no loss，
是他的损失
，it was his loss。
所以我要继续用我的爱去爱别人。
So I need to continue to use my love and love someone else。
啊，后来他就快乐的开始走上了他愉快的人生。
And so starting from that time on, she began to start her life over。
我那时候看到这本书的这段话的故事的时候，哎呀，真的，人生的观点。改变以后就改变不同的心情了。
So after I read the story, then I realized once we change a concept, or view in our life, then suddenly our scope of life is different.
所以我越来越喜欢看书啊。
And this is why I love to read even more.
我很喜欢从书里面找到一些观点，是我以前所没有的观点。
And I love to discover these points and views that I had never known before.
我很喜欢也跟人家讲讲话。
I also love to converse with others.
因为每个人都有不同的观点。
And because everyone possesses different concepts.
有不同的生活经验。
And different life experiences.
有人在做这个行业的有。不同的那个经验啊。
And when they're in different fields of the career, they also possess different experiences.
所以呢，跟不同人的讲话。
And so through our conversation with different people,
跟读的不同的书。
And by reading different books.
然后走了不同的路。
And by walking on different paths.
所以我们有句话说啊。
And so there's a saying.
读万卷书。
So if you read hundreds of books.
啊，行万里路。
And if you travel hundreds of distance.
再还加上一句，交万种朋友。
And if you make hundreds of friends.
这才是一个人生最丰富的。
And that is actually a meaningful.
就是保罗为什么要读那些书
？And this is why Paul wanted to read these books.
啊，所以我想这是第二个我们可以学习的。
So I believe this is something. The second thing we may learn.
已经到了人生最后个阶段了。
Even when you have reached the end of your life.
他还是不放弃，还想看书。
He did not give up on his reading.
难怪哈，我有一次呢去医院哦探访一个弟兄。
And one day when I visited a brother in the hospital.
哦，他生病了，躺在病床上面。
He was sick on the bed.
我想要去安慰他，他说啊，就是说看顾你啊，怎样怎样。
And I wanted to comfort him, telling how Jesus will watch
over
him. 他
说哦，传道你不用讲话，我都知道。
And he said to me, preacher, don't say anything, I already know.
我说你知道什么
？So I asked him, what do you
know? 我知道你要说什么。
Hey, the brother said, I already know what you're going to say. I said, why?
因为他看了很多书。
Because he has seen many books.
所以他已经从书里面得到很多的满足。
And so he already gained a lot of satisfaction from the books.
然后最重要的还有一本就是圣经跟着他的。
And most importantly, he had the Bible with him.
就是后来保罗跟提摩太讲的第三个疲倦啊。
And this is what Paul instructed Timothy to bring the last item, the parchments.
那疲倦是什么呢
？So what are parchments?
因为以前的圣经啊是羊皮卷哈啊所写下来。
And before the books were written on scrolls.
那这个羊皮卷哦， 一片一片的啊缝制起来以后，然后啊希伯来文啊就开始这样写下来，然后他们就会把它卷成哦、啊、用一个滚筒哦、啊、卷起来，就变成一卷书。
And they're written on dry sheepskin, so once they stitch it up, they will roll it up and turn it into a scroll.
好啊，如果要读哪一段经文的时候，就这边滚过去，这边滚过来；啊，读哪段经文，这边滚过去，这边滚过来，这样这个一。滚筒哦，啊，这个就是圣经的经文。
And so it was a scroll of Bible recording. So whenever they want to read a passage, you just scroll to this side or to that side.
啊，所以呢，保罗说带那些皮卷来，就是把那些圣经的经文带来给我看。
And this is why Paul instructed Timothy to bring these parchments, these biblical, these passages.
所以到人生的最后一个阶段呢、啊、
？So when you have reached the end of our life,
保罗还是很喜欢啊，很重要的要来读神的话语。
And Paul still wanted to read the words of God.
我们来看诗篇第一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1.
第二节。
Psalm chapter 1 verse 2.
诗篇第一篇第二节。
Psalm chapter 1 verse 2.
唯喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
And by his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
第三节。
Three.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
这就是保罗为什么到生命的最后阶段还要读这些啊疲倦呢、啊、
？And this is why Paul, at the end, the very end of his life, still wanted to read these parchments.
因为他很喜欢。
Because he loved them and enjoyed them.
喜欢到、哦、一天没有都受不了。
And to the point that he would not be able to live without reading them.
喜欢呢、啊，就会昼夜思想。
And by loving them, he will meditate upon them day and night.
昼夜思想。
And day and night.
啊，就是说，他不管白天晚上啊，哈，或者是在家或在外啊，或者是在骑车、在坐车、在做什么活动，只要有机会开始想神的话语。
Whether it is day or night, whether he's inside his house or outside, whenever he has the opportunity, he'll meditate upon the words of God.
这样的人有福气哦。
And blessed are these people.
他的福气就记录在第三节。
And his blessing is recorded in verse 3.
他会像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And for he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
我们的溪水啊，啊，溪水旁啊，有最丰富的水分跟养分。
And we know the river bend has possessed the greatest, nutrients.
啊，因为一棵树啊，最重要就是要水分跟养分。
And most important thing for tree are these nutrients and water.
那它就会像常青树一样。
And they will be like an evergreen tree.
它按时候结果子。
And it will bring forth its fruit in
its season. 叶子也不枯干。
And leaf will never wither.
所以它是常青树、啊。
So it is an evergreen tree.
那常青树啊，哇，就是最好看的。
And evergreen trees are most beautiful.
所以它所做的尽都顺利。
So everything it does shall prosper.
就是喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想的人会得到这样的福气。
And those who delight and meditate upon the law of God day and night shall receive such
blessings. 所以保罗啊，到生命的最后阶段。
So Paul in the very last stage of his life.
他还是希望提摩太把那些疲倦带过来。
He said one of Timothy to bring forth to him these parchments.
所以我刚刚说在医院碰到那个弟兄，又访问那个弟兄。
So I shared with you earlier how I visited this brother in the hospital.
啊，他就是啊，在病床旁边啊，就有一本圣经。
So he had a Bible by his bedside.
他说每天都是在这里读圣经。
Yeah, every day he would read the Bible in the hospital.
所以啊，读了以后呢，什么病痛啊，他觉得都不算什么了。
So after reading the Bible, all his afflictions, all his pains would be worth nothing.
啊，尤其他读了约伯记。
Especially after he read the book of Job.
他读了以后更感动啊。
And after reading it, he was greatly touched. 因为约伯讲了一句话。Because Job once said this.
啊，赏赐的是神。
It is God who gives.
收取的也是神。
It is also God who takes away.
神是应当被称颂的。
And God is worthy of praise.
所以他认为我空手而来。
And so he knew that he came into this world empty-handed.
然后现在也要空手回去。
And likewise, he shall return empty-handed.
所以这样都是啊人生的结局。
And this is the end of life.
可是我心中有神。
But I have God in my heart.
肉体啊，这只是一个躯壳。
And physical body is merely a shell.
啊，一个躯壳而已啊，总会腐败的。
And one day this shell, this body will perish.
他又读到传道书十二章。
And then he read on to Ecclesiastes chapter
12. 十二章啊，那一段就说啊，年轻人啊，你要好好的珍惜现在啊，不要等到老了以后你就来不及了。
And tells the young people to enjoy their life while they're still young. Don't wait until they're old; it'll be too late.
因为到最后啊，啊，到十二章第七节。
In chapter 12, verse 7.
尘土归尘土。
And the dust will return to the earth.
啊 ，dust to dust 哈，所以我们是从 dust 从尘土来的，你还会归于尘土。
And we come from dust, will also return to dust.
人的肉体就是个尘土。
And the physical body of man is dust.
可是灵归于是灵的神。
But the spirit shall return to the God who gives the spirit.
所以我们要有灵的啊敬拜，这是啊我们的信仰生活。
And this is why we need to have a spiritual worship, and this is our life of faith.
所以呢，他虽然在医院里面，可他的灵是非常的高。
So though he was in the hospital, his spirit was at a high elevation.
因为能够高到神那个程度、啊、
And he was raised up to the level of God.
肉体呢，他已经当作一个皮囊啊，一个尘土了、啊。朽败了就坏了，痛就打止痛针啊，就这样子跪就好了。
So he already regarded his physical body simply as a shell. If he's in pain, then he would take some.
我那时候好像看到隔离了，好像那个肉体跟灵魂好像分开了。
And when I visited him, it's as if his physical body and his soul had already been separated.
其实他的灵魂还在里面，可是他已经灵魂好像离开那个肉体的痛苦了。
And though his spirit was still inside his body, but it has already transcended these physical pains.
哇，那时候看得我好感动，哇，这个境界太神奇了。
And I was truly amazed and touched by the level he was.
那个痛啊，跟的是肉体的痛，而不是灵魂的痛。
And that pain was in his physical body, but not a pain in the soul.
所以我反正那个灵啊，这么的高尚啊，啊，让我好羡慕。
And so I truly admire his spirit.
这就是啊，那个书卷带给我们的。啊，一种灵魂的提升。
And this is how the parchment will bring an elevation to our soul.
所以今天我们要如何追求我们在灵性上的提升
？So today, how do we pursue this elevation in our spiritual life?
所以保罗写信给哥罗西教会。
Paul wrote the letter to the church in Colossus.
啊，不要思念地面上的事情。
And do not be mindful of the things of this world.
因为只有啊那个猫猪狗啊，他们会在地面上。
And because all the creatures of this world will remain in this world.
猫猪狗啊，这些动物啊，都在地面上生活。
All the animals live in this world.
可是呢，我们要思念上面的事情。
But we should be mindful of the things above.
我们的灵魂要往上提升。
Or we need to raise up and elevate our spirit.
这就是我们的灵性生活。
And this is our spiritual life.
就是保罗到生命最后一个阶段还要追求的。
And this is what Paul was still pursue even till the very last stage of his life.
所以我们这样纵观这三个啊东西啊。
So after we have studied these three items.
第一个就是啊那个外衣。
First is the cloak.
可以说是我们的肉体生活。
You can say this refers to our physical life.
现在我们要注意健康。
We need to be aware of our health.
该吃的营养要好好吸收。
And to eat healthy.
啊要运动要去运动啊。
We need to exercise.
要每天运动
and to exercise every day,
30分钟走路都可以、啊、
even just a 30 minute walk,
身体要健康
and keep a good health,
能够享受也可以
and so also be able to enjoy your life,
肉体生活
a physical life,
第二个是精神生活
and second is our spirit or the life of our mind, our spirit,、
啊、就是要如何读一些书来增加你的精神
and that is to read some books and to elevate your spirit,、
啊、第三个叫灵性生活
and third is our spiritual life
如何让你的灵魂提升到神的境界
and how to elevate your spirit to the same level as God
如果你有这样肉体生活精神生活、啊、灵性生活、哦、那你的人生真的是圆满了
and if you have this life of the flesh of the mind and of the spirit then your life is a blessed one
你就会像保罗说、哦、我可以去见主了
and then you just be like Paul telling God I am ready to see you
最后、也可以帮我办一场丧礼了
and lastly you may be able to hold a funeral service for me.
啊，丧礼的讲道也都准备好了。
And I've already ready my funeral speech.
哎，第一个就怕、啊、美好的仗打过了。
And the first is I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路跑尽了。
And I have finished the race.
守信的道守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
我们的人生这样就圆满。
And by that our life will be complete.
我们就可以无愧见主面。
And we'll be able to see God with a pure heart.
感谢神，我们用这样的话语来，我们互相鼓励。
And thank the Lord. This is our mutual encouragement.
啊，一定要幸福，要快乐。
And we must be blessed and be joyful.
一起唱诗。
Sing hymn together.
24首。
Hymn 24.